He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us pray. Our great Lord and Savior, you are the living God, and because you're alive, we know that we will live. As the living God, you brought your people up out of bondage in Egypt with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. The very geography bent itself to your will as you saved your people through water, the Red Sea standing as solid walls. You established your sanctuary and traveled in their very midst, at the center of their caravan, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You sustained your people in the deserted wilderness for 40 years with bread from heaven and water from the rock. You slew the forces of Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, when they attempted to forestall the journey your people to the promised land, and you turned the cursing of Balaam into a blessing. Upon the journey's culmination, once again the very elements obeyed every dictate of your will, and the Jordan itself retreated. Today on this Easter Sunday, we your people gather together to celebrate and worship the living God, he who was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. We thank you that once again, you've brought your people up out of bondage, this time with your strong hand set toward Jerusalem, so that with arms outstretched on the cross, you could break our bondage to sin. Once again, the very geography bent itself to your will, the sun refusing to shine as you died to sin once for all. We give you all glory and honor that you once again choose to save your people through water, burying us through baptism into your death, so that just as you were raised from the dead, even so we may now walk in newness of life. We praise you for your continued presence, for establishing us, your church, as your sanctuary, living within us as your very temple. And as we wander through this present wilderness as strangers and aliens, we glorify you for sustaining us with heavenly food, your own body and blood. On this shared journey, each of your people has our own challenges, and as your priesthood of believers, we pray for their needs. We pray particularly for grace and strength for Alan and his recovery, Mike with his Bell's palsy, Jeremy Fazioli with his challenges, George's continuing cataract recovery, and Pastor Jim's continued health complaints. We likewise share in the joy of Andrew and Caitlin and pray for your guiding hand on their upcoming wedding and life together. We also lift up our newly assigned deaconesses, thanking you for their willingness to serve. We also pray for the challenges faced by those in authority over us. Be with President Biden, with his physical and mental health as the crisis on the border mounts. Be with Governor Cuomo, as he deals with his own controversies, and guide him to a course that is best for his constituents. We pray that you would, again, crush the forces that mount up to forestall your people on their journey to the promised land. Let them not succeed in silencing and canceling your gospel. In your ineffable plan, turn their curses and prophecies against your church into blessings. We praise and glorify you today that the elements again obeyed every dictate of your will on Easter morning, the earth shaking as you dried up the Jordan yet again, raising your son and with him his people. We thank you for your repeated command that we need not be afraid, but instead of your greeting to the women on Easter as rejoice. This Easter morning we do once again rejoice at your command, at your resurrection, and that you're sharing your victory with us, that death may no longer have dominion over us, making us dead to sin, but alive to God. It is to the glory of God the Father, by the grace of the Son, and in the power of the Spirit, that we now rise to pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, be giving us this bread, we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and his blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.